I'm joined today for this podcast by Gordon Gray. Gordon is the head of service responsible for delivering home care services to the people of Glasgow. Okay, Gordon, welcome. The first thing I was going to ask you is really ask you to describe in summary the services that you provide to the people of Glasgow, or that your people provide to the people of Glasgow.
Right, Brendan. Basically, we provide, the care sector provides services mainly to social work, but also to the Glasgow Housing Association. Mm-hmm. And these services range from the home care service, which is our biggest part of the provision, down to a supporting people function.
Is that a basic home care service that we would understand, just basic services to people?
It's home care, but it's now sort of developed into a range of services within home care. So it covers things like enhanced home care, rapid response, and home care itself. What used to be called the home health service has been developed dramatically now.
So it's now a range of services that go from the old basic service of shopping and housework that we were used to when it was the home health service, to something a bit more in detail. Now, what kind of tasks would enhanced home carers carry out that might surprise some of us?
Mainly personal care, where it's things like changing stoma bags, and mm-hmm. it's actually getting a wee bit in touch with the district nurse and working a liaison with them. So there's a joint working within the home, therefore there's not a number of agencies coming into the home.
So if there's agencies now getting into people's houses, and multiple agencies, do we all share the same, do we communicate with these agencies, with the district nurse or the doctor or the social worker? Is there some way of doing that now homes?
Yes, we have a care diary in every one of our service users' houses, which is open to all agencies to utilise.
Right, and I guess relatives can also then look at that just to make sure that maybe the elderly or disabled person is getting the services that they think they're getting, etc.,
yes.
And they can get an update on their conditions.
They can certainly do that, and they can also have the opportunity to communicate with us through that diary or directly to us through our complaints compliments form, which is enclosed in each one of the diaries.
So that's in the diary in the home that people can access. That's great, Gordon. How many staff work in your area in total?
We've got approximately 3,600 staff at any one time, but naturally that goes up and down depending in this provision at any one time.
Okay, so that can change. Is there such a thing, I'm sure there isn't, but a typical home care worker? You know, what if you had to profile our staff, a typical member of your team, you know, what would you say? Because some people might listen to this and look to move into this area and wonder what kind of skills are needed to be a home carer in Glasgow.
Right. I think home care is very specialist in that it's not a job for just a job's sake. I think you've got to have a sort of caring background to get involved in it. You've got to be honest, reliable. Quite naturally, there are checks after making your character because you are in people's homes. But I think the average home carer we have would want to provide care and service provision to our service users to ensure that they can remain within their own home, within the environment, rather than have to move into care homes or residential homes.
So you would say one of the principal skills or attributes somebody might have, or somebody would need to have, would be a caring person?
Definitely. You don't need too many interpersonal skills. The main skill is your ability to communicate with people.
You mentioned that we have got a wide range of services, Gordon, that are extending from basic home care through to enhanced home care and other services. Are there any opportunities that exist for staff currently working in the service? Maybe if somebody's listening to this that's working during the day as a basic home care and they feel that they could do more or want to do more, or personal circumstances allow that now, is there anything you can do for them, or is there any way they can work in different parts of your business?
Certainly. Over the last 10 years, we've developed a number of new services, from the homeless support mm-hmm. through the hostels to community alarms, as well as the home care and the supporting people. And more than 50% of our existing workforce have changed positions over that time mm-hmm. into new posts. So there has been a huge change in the existing workforce.
And how would you go about, if you were a home carer at the moment and you thought to yourself, well, I would like to try something a bit different but stay in the service, how would you go about finding out a wee bit more about that?
All our employees go through a PDP, a personal development programme, with their managers every year.
Right, okay.
And this gives them an opportunity to perhaps put down their choices and where they'd like to go, and the managers are all equipped to give them a view of how that would be progressed.
Is it also fair to say that we advertise jobs in job centres or through the council's website or in any of the local papers? Where would you find out about jobs if the job's coming up, Gordon?
The majority of our advertising for this type of job is in the Glasgow newsletter.
Right, okay.
We don't really use job centres.
So it's the Insider magazine is where we would really look. So staff should really look to the Insider magazine, and if they don't get that, they can see the line manager and we can make sure that's set out to their home.
As we develop services, we do sometimes do it internally through our home care structure. So through the coordinators, area managers and the coordinators, we advise staff that perhaps we're looking for people for an overnight service, for an enhanced service or whatever. So we do have the opportunity to direct people to...
So basically, let's keep your ear to the ground, talk to your manager, your supervisor, keep an eye on the Insider magazine, and opportunities may come your way. That would be the message.
Yes.
Okay, you're the head of service, Gordon. If you had the kind of magic wand, what's the one thing you could do that would really make the work that you do easier in Glasgow, if you'd one thing you could do?
The biggest frustration we probably all have is the fact that we've got 3,500 people. They're all working out there in the front, and the ability to communicate with them is very difficult.
Yep.
If I could do one thing, I would like to be able to speak to each of them, explain the role they have, the importance of their role, and also get feedback and some of their ideas. Because when we carry out focus groups, the ideas we get out from the front line are the ones that really make a difference to the service provision. So I'd like to have that ability to communicate better.
Obviously, we tried that, Gordon, with roadshows recently, which were successful in the sense that we got talking to staff, but our numbers weren't fantastic. Is there anything that we can do next time round that allows us to communicate via roadshows? Is there any better way maybe that we could do that? Or would be anything we can ask staff to feedback to us on?
I think roadshows are the right way to go forward. But what we do need to do is we need to customise them so that we actually target when we can see people, maybe in smaller, localised areas,
okay,
and provide the same level of communication. I bring a number of staff there so that people who have got questions about personnel, questions about health and safety, or questions they just want to talk to me about, are able to do so.
So make them maybe in smaller, more localised next time
yes,
round.
Definitely.
Obviously, we've went through workforce pay and benefits review, and staff, in some cases, are feeling fairly frustrated about their work and about the service. There's constant efficiency savings and increased productivity required year on year for council budget cuts. What would you say to our staff who are feeling frustrated at this time?
I would say that there's always going to be change. We are a public service, and therefore we're up for scrutiny. One of the one things we do, we wouldn't change for the sake of change, we do speak to our staff and see the possibilities of looking at it. I think we're a much more efficient organisation than we were 10 years ago.
Okay.
I think we will continue to move forward and become more efficient with the help of our staff.
And in the past, Gordon, you've commented, or you regularly comment on how good our staff are, and you've always got stories that you can tell about our staff. Is there anything, you know, can you sum up our staff, and do you have any example that you could share with us of how good our staff are there out in the streets?
I think our staff are the difference between people being able to live in their home and not being able to live in their home in a safe environment. I think that's very, very important. One of the examples I'd like to build was a new service we put together was a homeless service, homeless support service.
Okay.
And that's a service where we go into mainly male hostels like Belgrove Street or Bell Street.
And these are all closing now, aren't they? These are starting to close.
These are closing. But these are long-term residents who perhaps cleanliness, personal care, ability to rehabilitate is gone. And we go in there and we work with them. And the difference between what they were before we started the service and what they are now is night and day. They would not let people provide service to them. Now they've built up a relationship with our staff, and it's a wonderful thing to see.
So it's down to the people you reckon on the ground that are actually doing that. Thanks, Gordon. Finally, if you had a message to our staff listening to this podcast about the effect that their hard work has on the community, you know, what would it be?
We carry out a lot of consultation with service users. We run focus groups to ensure that we get feedback from them. And the one thing we keep getting fed back is the importance of our workers in maintaining them in the environment. I think our workers have got to understand that without them, these people would not be able to continue to live as they do just now. So I'd like to thank them very much.
Gordon Gray, thanks very much for that.